The push to rename Savannah's Calhoun Square is heating up along with the summer temperatures. As the leaders of the Center for Jubilee, Reconciliation, and Healing rally more and more community members behind the idea and prepare to petition Savannah City Council for the change. One of those supporting the movement, Mark Henley, joins the Commute podcast to discuss what's in a name when it comes to a downtown square. You are listening to the Commute podcast presented by National Office Systems. I am your host, Savannah Morning News opinion editor Adam Van Brimmer, and today is Thursday, July the 15th. Today's episode focuses on the ongoing efforts to remove the name of John Calhoun, a pro-slavery champion prior to the Civil War, from one of Savannah's beloved downtown squares. We'll cue up that discussion right after I do the National Office Systems ad. Here at the Savannah Morning News, we recently reopened our offices, and it's been great to see staffers in person regularly again. It helps that we have a great space, designed and outfitted by Scott Center's team at National Office Systems. And we're not the only ones. National Office Systems has been working with Savannah area businesses for 30 years and leverages its partnerships with suppliers such as Brita Modular Interiors and Herman Miller Furniture to deliver a top quality product. Learn more by visiting www.natoffsys.com. That's NATOFFSYS.com. Now, here's the interview with Mark Henley, who is part of the growing group pushing to rename Calhoun Square. I'm pleased to be joined on the commute today by Mark Henley, who has become interested in the movement to rename Calhoun Square downtown. And, of course, Pat Gunn has been leading this effort for a couple of months now, is in the process of trying to secure enough signatures from some of the people that live around the square in order to bring it to city council, in order to go ahead and forward this thing and get going with the renaming if that's what council chooses to do. But Mark, I know that you, I guess, walk us through it. How did you hear about it in terms of the Center for Jubilee's effort to rename the square? And what were your, how did you get more directly involved?
When my wife and I initially were looking to move from Philadelphia in October of 2018, Savannah was our first and it turned out only choice. We were staying at a bed and breakfast just a few blocks away, and it was absolutely lovely. And as we were walking around, I stumbled upon this square named Calhoun. And I thought to myself, that one?
Calhoun? Yeah.
Yes. It's just struck me, Adam, as being very, very odd, given that Calhoun was from South Carolina, that there would be a square named for him. So between moving and getting adjusted here and so on and so forth, I put things on the back burner. But of course, there was a lot of extra time once the pandemic set in.
Sure.
And so I did a little bit more homework, and I was curious if there was any kind of movement afoot to perhaps consider naming the square differently, particularly since Calhoun not only was not a Georgian or a Savannian, but he was not a wonderful person in a lot of ways.
Controversial figure,
yes,
sure.
Absolutely. So, and I, you know, I let my fingers do the walking through the internet a little bit, and I found out about Pat Gunn, and connected up with her. She's terrific. And so for the past few months, she and I have been corresponding, and we finally got to actually meet about 2 weeks ago, and or a little more than that. And so I've become very interested in getting Calhoun Square renamed more appropriately for Savannah. And in this time when there's a rethinking of who our monuments belong to or ought to honor, perhaps it's time to reconsider Calhoun, particularly in light of the fact that so many places have already done so.
So Pat Gunn really launched this whole deal around the first of the year, and it's been building momentum. Have you been going down to the Sunday events? And if so, have you been surprised or impressed or struck by the amount of support that it's starting to slowly build?
Yes and yes. I've been going, and It is, in fact, building. This past Sunday, Reverend Leonard Smalls came out to lend his support and provide a bit of an opening. Rabbi Robert Haas joined us a little bit later on and expressed his support. So it's exciting to get the clergy involved, the community leaders. There are more people who are expressing interest. I've been putting the word out to some of my friends, some of the people whom I know here. And the effort is to get people on city council to become more aware of and supportive of, and that seems to be happening.
This topic obviously has generated a lot of conversation in recent months on both sides. And we've seen letters to the editor talking about, you know, well, we don't need to erase history, that does a disservice. When you read those kind of arguments, not only that, but people that maybe agree with you, what are some of the things that maybe are getting lost in the translation? What do we need to really kind of focus on as we consider where we should go with square renaming or monument removal or what have you?
Well, first and foremost, I and the rest of my colleagues in the Jubilee Square Coalition have no interest in erasing history at all. As a matter of fact, something that we have talked about is that we would like to see some kind of a historical plaque that recognizes that the square had in fact been named for Calhoun, to recognize who Calhoun was, not only the fact that he was a proponent of slavery and white supremacy, but also that he was a vice president of this country. It's worth remembering that. So it's not to necessarily erase history. It's to recognize that in some ways, history tends to be written by the winners, and that as we look at the facts, the overall facts, in terms of the harm that slavery as an institution did to so many people for such a long time, it's appropriate to rethink these things. And for those who want to hold on to the name because it's been that way, well, things change. And changing of names, changing of places is not anything new. So we're not trying to rewrite history. What we are trying to do is to recognize a more complete history.
So in other words, you're going to put a plaque in, and you change the name of the square just to something a little bit more appropriate. That's a little bit, because naming a square, naming a monument is supposed to be honorific. And this is not necessarily somebody we need to honor, but somebody that we need to recognize and acknowledge who they were and what they stood for.
Agreed. Absolutely. Okay.
We interrupt this interview to tell you about the best source for local news in Savannah, the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com. We go in-depth on topics important to you, whether it's Savannah City Manager search or the best new restaurants around town. If you aren't a subscriber, now is the time to try us out. You can get full access to our digital content for $1 a month for the next 6 months. All those stories marked subscriber only on our website, this gets you behind that paywall. So dig under those couch cushions or check the pockets of those pants you put in the laundry and find some coins or small bills and sign up today. Go to SavannahNow.com/subscribe now to sign up. Now, back to the conversation with Mark Henley.
In recent times, I know that Pat has worked the neighborhood and the houses around the square because she has to have so many signatures before she can go to city council for it. Have you had any conversations or any interactions with the neighbors? And what is kind of the general, what are you getting as the general feel? Does this have momentum? Is this going to happen?
I personally have not met with any of the league neighbors. I believe that's going to be happening within the next month or two. My understanding is that there has been support from those who are aware of the movement. I believe former Mayor DeLoach lives in the area. And if I'm not mistaken, has expressed his support. Having him on board would be a great, great help. And so I think we are moving along. There are 19 properties that abut the square that have a more or less direct link to it, as it were. And the requirement apparently is that we need to get 10. right. of the neighbors who sign on. Right. At least that's my understanding. You know, bear in mind, I am not a lawyer and I'm right. not holding myself out to be one. So
I'm guessing that a church is one of those and the school district is one of those. So I'm thinking it's probably just eight is what you're going to need because I think those two are
possibly so. I'm not 100% sure. There seems to be some question about how many properties Wesley Monumental Church owns.
It's right there. Right.
Yeah. So people who are smarter than I am are the ones who will have to figure this stuff out.
Let's fast forward this whole thing, and I'm going to make some assumptions here, so bear with me. And I'm going to assume that city council is going to agree with us. We got to rename this thing. And as always happens in this town, and I know you're relatively new, but I'm sure you picked up on it by now, is that, you know, when you change something, there's a lot of controversy about it. It's not whether you change it, it's what are you changing it to? So then the discussion becomes, are we going to name it Jubilee Square? Obviously, all the other squares in downtown, I'm pretty sure are named for people. Do you have any reservations about the whole idea of saying we want the name changed? Not only do we want the name changed, we want it changed to this Jubilee.
The name Jubilee, I'm sure that Pat has mentioned this on her visits with you, comes about because the both free and enslaved blacks who lived in the area when Sherman's troops came in. This may be historically a bit of a myth. I'm not 100% sure, but apparently they came out and they started to sing Jubilee.
Right.
But there is another, in a sense, more important issue, and that's where the old Negro burial ground is.
Right.
It's very, very difficult to get a precise measure, but one of the things that Hugh Golson shared with us this past Sunday when we were at the square was that apparently about one third of the square is in fact on the old Negro burial ground, or at least on the burial ground that contains the old Negro plots.
Right.
So in a sense, naming it Jubilee is honoring those who are buried under the square, so it is being named for people in a sense. I know it's a little bit of a roundabout way to think of it, but I think in some ways it makes sense.
Right, right. Absolutely. I know that Dietrich Leggett, the alderman, has said he's going to support it if he has to. He's going to champion it. He is going to support it, but he's going to champion it yes. if he has to. Does that give you the same kind of confidence that I have that this is going to happen? It's just a matter of time.
I suspect that for Alderman Leggett, he may very well be looking to get a broader base of support from his city council colleagues. So the fact that he represents that area and is willing to step forward is absolutely terrific. I'm not sure that I would want to be the lone voice out there.
Right.
And I suspect that he may not want to necessarily be that either. But between Mayor Johnson and my alderman, Curtis Purdy, I suspect that there will be a fair number of members of council who will be support and will be open to making this change happen.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that this is a rare issue with this city council that gets 9 universal unanimous votes, but I guess.
Okay. So I'm going to trust your wagering skills on this one. And hope that you are right.
So let me ask you to stretch a little bit. I mean, obviously, Pat, Calhoun is the initial focus. She's looking down the road to deal with the adjacent square that's named for George Whitfield, the founder of Bethesda, who himself was also a slave owner, and where the square is purportedly to be upon the Negro burial ground. Do you see that down the road, or is it we got to focus on this one first, and we'll see
where it goes? One thing at a time.
Yeah.
We would love to get everything changed all at once. But realities being what they are, it's much wiser, I think, to start off with this one. And in a lot of ways, Adam, this one seems to be the most egregious.
Right.
Whitfield is not necessarily a name that is known through history. He's a local person. The complication there is that we have a rather major street named for him.
Right.
And so if we're going to start to name to rename the square, then what do we do about the street that is named for him as well? So that's a little bit more complicated and perhaps one that would get a little bit more pushback
because of address
changes. And
his legacy is a little bit different as well. I mean, Bethesda, what he left for Bethesda is a very positive legacy. And
I don't know enough about him to be able to comment, actually.
Right.
But that is probably the next in line. But I don't want to imply at all that that's being worked on now, because as far as I know, the only work that's being done is thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. And I wish you the best along with the rest of the Jubilee Coalition as you look to make a change here. And we'll look forward to future discussions and future conversations.
Thank you, Adam. It's a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Commute. Before we sign off for the day, a special thanks goes out to our presenting sponsor, National Office Systems. Please support them as they support this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode of The Commute and want to hear more, download archived episodes on your podcast app by searching The Commute with @SavannahOpinion. The Commute returns next Tuesday. Enjoy your weekend.